Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Marazi Sheyichyu. The schus Moshe and Peshtan Arisal Moshe Mordechai, and is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Gona Gadol, Amuflav Amuflagar of Manzatzal, Perek Dalet Psukim Yud Zayin V'Chaf Besof Parashat Bamidbar, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe V'Al Aron Limol, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "Atachrisu Hashemich Bachata Kehasim Yisrael Halavim. Don't call off the tribes of the families of the Kehas from among the Levim. Zosa Sulahem V'Chiu V'Chayu V'Loy Amusa B'Gishtam Alakod Eskodesh Hakadoshim Aaron Abana V'Yavol V'Samu Osam Ish Ish Alavadosa V'Almaso. But do this to them, that they may live and not die. When they approach to the most holy things, Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them everyone in his to his service and to his burden. And they won't come and see when the holy things are being covered, lest they die." Ad kan midivrei kachu shel apsukim. And the words al tachrisu, don't cut off. Al tigrmu lehem sheyamusu, don't cause them to die. That's what it means, al tachrisu. Al tigrmu lehem sheyamusu, don't cause, God is telling Moshe and Aaron, not to cause Shevet Mishpachat HaKohasi to die. We have to understand, what is the reason that Moshe and Aaron are going to cause them to die? Don't cause them to die. All mitzvahs of the Torah are such that if they're over, they're punished. It's not that Moshe is causing them to die. Moshe is causing them. Moshe are causing them to die. Mapito. So why suddenly here do we say that there's an inyan of causing them to die? Tigger mulahem. It should say, this is what you should do, that they shouldn't die. You know, make sure that they don't see the holy items, the aron, as it's being covered up. But what's pshat? Why is it called that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are causing them to die? No, just tell them, this is what you should do to keep yourself alive. But it's not Moshe's fault. That's question number one. Question number two, Tzal tachrisu es shevet mishpachas hakehasi. So we have to understand why the Pasuk calls them a shevet. They're a mishpacha and shevet Levi. Kemavur b'chol ha-parasha ad achshav. Why here are they called a shevet? Suddenly here, they're called a shevet. Until now, they were just a family within the shevet. And now suddenly, they are called a shevet in and of themselves. This is discussed by the Meshech Chachma. We also have to understand what it says, Al Tachrisu, etc. Miseich HaLevim, V'chi HaNidonhu Shal HaLevim Techzer Mishpachas HaKehasi, V'ri Iker HaNidonhu Klapi B'nei Kehas Atzman, Sholei Achrisu. So, what's the problem here? The problem is we're worried about Kehas being cut off. Problem is worried about Kehas being cut off, right? So why then does the Pasuk say so strangely, Al tachrisu et shevet mishpachas miseich halavim? They're going to be cut off from among the Levim. Problem is they're not going to be cut off from among the Levim. Problem is they're going to be cut off b'chlal. Not be cut off among the Levim. What does it have to do with being cut off among the Levim? Another question is that the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, when it says here Al Tachrisu, the Rishalmi brings the pasuk that it says by the Levim ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah Avoda, that they stop working at age 50. Yafina de Mises Kares Yad Chamishim Shana. So this teaches you, says the Rishalmi in Bikurim, to one that the Kares is by 50. When a person gets Kares, he dies by 50. So Tosis in Shabbos 25a explains the Alfusa. Dibor Maschel Kares, Shemashem Retoira, Selem Takonish Leomusu Bavidos and Koidim Chamishim, Uxiva Techrisu, Dimashma Kares, Behainu Shem Mace Koidim Chamishim. So that the Torah says, make a takon for them, but they shouldn't die. That the Torah says, Asulahem Takana, make a takana, that they shouldn't die in their avoda before they're 50. And it says, don't cut them off, Kachrisu, which is mashma kares, so it must be that kares is by the time you're 50. Again, the Torah says, make a takana that they shouldn't die when they're doing the avoda, which we learn is until 50. And it says, a lashon of tachrisu, kares. So it must be that Karis is until 50. This is difficult to understand. Why is the Pasuk Tola the Hachrasa B'din Avodis Halavim Shiat Chamishim Shana? Why is it the Pasuk that make dependent the Hachrasa, the fact that they're being cut off, on the fact that the Avod of Levim is until the age of 50? The issue is they're going to die immediately, like we see in the Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Heos Aleph, and Parsha Heos Tes. We're not talking about classical Karis over here. We're talking about the fact they're going to die, they're going to be dying immediately. So this has nothing to do with the fact that a Levim have to work until 50. So why does the Pasuk say it's totally in the fact, at least according to the Yerushalmi, that it's totally in the fact that they're working until 50? That's not the point. The point is they're being cut off immediately. If they do this Avera, they're being cut off immediately. That really shouldn't have anything to do with 50. The fact that they're working till 50. And yet the Yerushalmi says that it's tolerating the fact that they're working till 50, and therefore Karis is until 50. So we have to understand that. In Pasuk Yates, it says, V'zil sasul hem v'chayu, v'lo yamusu b'gishtam as kodesh ha-kadoshim, aroinu banav yavol v'sam lo'isam ish ish al avodato ve'el maso z'mevu'ar b'Yerushalmi b'kur as makatuv b'apa v'suk. This is what you should do for them and they'll live, and they won't die when they approach the kodesh ha-kadoshim. Aaron his sons will come, and they will place them man on his work and on his burden. In the Yerushalmi, in Bikurim 2:1, it says that asu lehem davar shel takana. Shelo yazunu einayem mibeis kodesh hakadoshim. Make a takana that they shouldn't feast their eyes, so to speak, yazunu einayem, from the kodesh hakadoshim. So to medrash rabbah. Parsha of Zion. So we see that the chiddush here is that there's a takana through which they will not die when they are zan einami based kodesh hakadoshim. So that's what we have over here. We have a takana that they shouldn't die. Zos asulam, this is what you should do them. They should live, and they shouldn't die when they approach the kodesh hakadoshim. So this is a takana that they shouldn't die when they see the kodesh hakadoshim. And what is that? V'sam uosam ish ish al avodas v'al maso. You should place them every man on his burden and his work on his burden. So the Orachaim and the Malbim explain what the Takan is. What's the Lashon of the Orachaim over here? The Orachaim says Zosasu, this is what you should do. Perish. Hamaisa, the Meta Katub, Pasuk says, Vizosasu, which is mashma, there's coming to be mitzvah, something, do something new. And what is it? All he says is, Arna Banav Yavov, Sam Osam Ishi Shalabudasa. So what's special about this Maisa that he tells them to do it? What's being told to them that's unique over here? That this is what they have to do in order that they should live and not die. Perish ha'maisa hu shelo yu b'nei kahas b'rishus atzman. The maisa is zosasu. The maisa is that b'nei kahas shouldn't be b'rishus atzman in their own, under their own authority. Lases, or in Tfus Rishon it says lases, to carry or to go out kicheftzam, according to their own desire. She'az letzat chibas avaydes ha'kodesh. Because they love doing the avoda, they're going to run to do the avoda. They're going to do b'shkaga shelo koratzin Hashem because they're so bold, they're so anxious to take a chelik nechbad ba'avoda. They're not going to be able to wait. They're not going to be able to hold back, and they're going to come and see or touch the kli hakodesh before they're actually covered. Eliyasimois and contains their achaim hakodesh. Eliyasimois and Aaron abon of ish ish. We should place each man in his avodah. V'zeh kol echad makir makom. One's going to know their place. V'ram v'sam v'osam ishish. And this is what it means. Sam v'osam ishish. When it says v'zosasu, he says v'sam v'osam. In other words, they should be koveh. Everyone their place that's right for them. And they're not going to be in their own, under their own domain, under their own authority, to do each one like they want. V'ram lo yavo liros. Perush. K'dei shelo yavo lidei ri'iyah kabbalah etz hakodesh. In order that they shouldn't come to see when the they're covering up the holy things. So in other words, they are commanded to do their avoda, and they're not going to jump before their time, so they don't end up seeing when the holy things are being covered. Uperish v'samo. So what does it mean, v'samo? Hu shelo yoil b'hakaras kol echad mekomo levad. So the word v'samu osam means that it wasn't enough for each kahasite to know his place, but that they had to wait before putting their hands on the kelim they were to carry until instructed to do so by Aaron. And continues the Arachayim HaKadosh, V'lazet timtza b'mitzis b'nei gyotron agam shem ha-katzav al-pi Aaron uvon avtia kol avoydes lamar v'samu. And this was different than what the clan of Gershon did, although in that connection the Torah also writes their task was al-pi Aaron at the command of Aaron. The Torah didn't add the question of words v'samu osam, since they did not face death if they acted prematurely. But here it says v'samu osam, meaning don't do anything until you're told to do it, until you're placed. Because if you if they act too fast, then they're going to end up seeing what they're not supposed to see. Continues the Arachayim HaKadosh, V'chayu v'lo yamusu, perish ki b'saskan barim shibu atar shi mokro chayim yarichu yam l'chasha hezek shiachol yos menegia v'eros barim v'lo yamusu. So what it means is that when they're osek in the, right, it says, what does it mean, v'chayu v'lo yamusu? When they're osek in the Aron, which has the Torah, which is the source of life, they're going to have a richu siyamim. So it's going to give them life, v'chayu. B'schus they're osek, they're going to have a richu siyamim. And then there's a chashash that they're going to die if they see it when they're not supposed to see it. So if they do what they're supposed to do, then they're not going to die. And since they're not going to die, then they're going to get the bracha of the Torah. So that, sweet friends, are the words of the Arachayim HaKadosh. And we see similarly in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Heos Aleph, Ayin Sham, Ela Yavo Aaron, Uvana v'sam osam ishi shal avdas v'amasok, kadeh shalai yuchu l'schal af mi'avoyde l'avod imas l'amas v'sham besof t'vrayim, v'lo yodei achad mehem kavua lo ma'o maso, ma'kadosh baruch hu Aaron uvana v'nchas v'noisim l'kol echad to'ano, shenam rabar Aaron uvana v'samu. So in other words, they're not going to approach it themselves because they don't know what their avodah is going to be. So they have to be told by Aaron, you do this and you do this. And they can't just go from avodah to avodah and from masa to masa. They have to have only done as they're told. Like the Arachayim says. So that's all in the Arachayim and the Medrash, that they have to, they only act as they're told. However, Mistimas Divrei Rashi here, Shelo Kasav Kinyan Zeh Shu Mechudesh Shu Benigud Lashar Avoides Mashma, the Mashkasav Aaron Abban of Yavo, Haino Mashkasav Lael, Uba Aaron Ubanu Benaso HaMachaneh V'Ridus Prochas HaMasach, V'Chisu Bas Aaron HaEdus. And on that it says, V'Kila Aaron Uban of Lachasis HaKodesh, V'Es Kol Klei HaKodesh Benaso HaMachaneh V'Achakein, Yavo B'nei Kahas Lases V'Lo Yigu As El HaKodesh V'Mesu. So when it says Aaron Aban of Yavo, how does the Arachayim learn? When it says Aaron Aban of Yavo, Aaron Aban of Yavo, and they tell each person in Kehas to do their avoda. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that Aaron Aban of Yavo is what it says in Pasuk Hey, that Aaron and their sons come when the camp is traveling, and they take down the paroches and they cover the Aaron Eidus. And in that it says in Pasuk Tesvav, and when they finish, covering up the Klei HaKodesh, but in Soa Machina, then the B'nai Kohath comes to carry, and they will not touch the Kodesh and die. So they don't learn like the Or HaChaim does, that there's this special appointment. Rather they learn, rather the Rashi seems to learn, when it says in the Pasuk, Aaron Abanav Yavo'u, that they're just going to come and they're going to do their job. They're going to cover up what they have to cover up. But not that there's any special appointment of the B'nai Kohath. They're not allowed to act until they're told what to do, to told to do it. Also, the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Halacha Yud, he writes, Iser B'Levim, Shlo Yase, Echod Meleches Chavero. He says, the Iser and Levim, you're not allowed to do Meleches Chavero. That the singer isn't allowed to help the doorkeeper and vice versa. Shlo Yaseyeh, Hashorah, Lashorah, V'lo Hashorah, L'mishorah. And that's what he learns from here, from the Pasuk, Ishi Shal Abudasa Vel Maso. So, every man to his avoda and to his burden. As imkan inyan miyuchad yeshalo yasu el al pimashi yitnu lemarun uvanov. Mazen yishar avodat alviim. Shalo yitzichim netina lehedish al arun uvanov. Right? If the word here is that they need a special appointment from Aaron Abanav, what does this have to do with the Meshorer and the Shorer? And the Shorer, who don't need a special appointment. So basically, what the Rambam learns in this pasuk of Ishi Shal Avodasa V'Maso, that a Meshorer, a singer, shouldn't help a Shorer and vice versa, he doesn't seemingly learn like the Or HaChaim, that they're not allowed to act and carry the burden until they're told to do so. So Rashi seemingly doesn't interpret like the Or HaChaim, and the Rambam seemingly doesn't interpret like the Or HaChaim. That they need a special appointment. Also, Ayin Ramban, Pasuk Chaf, he writes, V'chen yasim shalai avo liros klal asaras abinyan. Lot shared anas a parochas kinyan ki roba aron, vayin shamad varv, shimavor, mishinemra kanas halash laivo, the kodesh hakadashim, kodem shinichsa aron. So he also doesn't learn like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Ramban. Because the warning is they shouldn't come and see the, when they're covering the things up, they're not allowed to come and see the aron, and they shouldn't come into the kodesh hakadashim before the aron is covered up. So the problem is that we already have in Pasuk Tesvav, for Kila Aaron Abanav Lachasa Kodesh Vizkola Kodesh Ben Asura Machin Rechrein Yavol B'nei Kos Lassis V'lo Yigo Ala Kodesh V'meis V'ela Mas B'nei Kos B'homoy. So we already have that it's Aaron, it's the job of Aaron and his sons to cover the Kodesh, the Aaron the Mizbechus and the Klei HaKodesh, the Menorah and the Klei Sharis. We already have that in Pasuk Tesvav. So what's the special takana over here that we have in Pasuk Chaf, in Pasuk Yates? It says, V'zos asu lehem v'chayiv lo yamus v'gishtam es kodesh ha-kodashim aron avodav yavo v'samu osam ish ish al avodasa v'amaso. So what's the special takana? According to the Or HaChaim, we understand what the special takana is. Special takana is they're not allowed to do anything until they're told. But according to Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam, they don't learn like this, that they're being told to do something special. So what was Mischadish then in this Pasuk? That they have their own avoda to do, we already know that from before. That they're supposed to carry it after it was covered, they're supposed to carry it. But what special takan is there over here that we didn't know from before? Like we saw before, according to the Yerushalmi, there's a special takana here. Asulahem davar shel takana shel yazun anem yabez kodesh hakadoshim. So according to the Arachayim, we understand what the takana is. But according to the other Mefarshim, what's the special takana here? What are they doing here to protect them from dying? So let's see. It would appear as follows. Yesh lach kol v'din ha-kohanim b'kisui ha-kodesh v'keilav kodem shenesa'um b'nei kahat. The din in the Kohanim, in the covering of the Kodesh and the Kelim, before it was carried by the B'nai Kehas. Ha'im perusho shedin ha'masa chayel b'B'nai Kehas rak b'heyot ha'kodesh v'keilav mechusim zeo din masam al keilav mechusim u'memele shenyan ha'kohanim b'kisui eno inyan l'masa u'masa im samach u'masa im sin eladin b'fnei atzim shal kisui l'haktim b'os ha'masa v'ha'masa o shegam peruk ha'mishkan b'chlal ha'masa hu בזה שמוציאינו מבטלן את המשכן ממקומו, להביאו למקום האחר, והוא הדין קיצוי הכלים. הוא גם כן בגדר סילוק של הכלים, והורדה במידה מסוימת מקדושתם, שרק על ידי היותם מכוסים, יכולים בני קהת לשאת אותם. אם לא כן ימותו, כמו שכוסף לא יגוע לקודש ומאיסו, וידי כיסוי שוב אינו עוצו קודש, שנאמר בו עשר נגיע, ונמצא שגדר של פרק בתחיל הסמאסה יש בזה, והכל עשייה במאסה. So the hakir is as follows. We want to understand, we know that the Kohanim are covering the holy things, the Kodesh, before the B'nai Kehas are carrying them. So does this mean that the din masa, the din of this carrying, is chal, and the B'nai Kehas only after it's covered, that they have to carry things that are covered, and the Mela, what the Kohanim are doing has nothing to do with their carrying and their traveling, the carrying and traveling of the B'nai Kehas. Rather, it's an independent din of Kisui. To be Makdim, first you have to be Makdim, the Masa, the traveling and the carrying, you have to be Makdim with Kisui, but it's not part and parcel of the traveling. Or even the dismantling of the Mishkan is included in the Masa, that they are now Mevatel, the Mishkan, it's no longer in its place, and they're bringing it somewhere else, right? So Peruk HaMishkan, dismantling the Mishkan is part of the Masa, part of the journey and the carrying. And so to Kisui HaKelim is also together Siluk Shel HaKelim. It's also, they are being lowered to a certain level from their Kedusha, because only through the fact that they're covered can B'nai Kehas carry them, and otherwise they're going to die, like it says, "V'lo yigu al hakodesh v'meisu." And by being covered, it's not the same holiness that it was before. That we said before that there's going to be this isur negia, but now that it's covered, we don't have to worry about it anymore. So it would turn out then that the geder of peruk v'tchilas masa yesh b'zeh. So this is the beginning of the journey. This dismantling and covering are the beginning of the journey, and it's all acting on their journey. So we can bring a raya from what it says in Pasuk Chaf. V'leyavo liroiz kivalas hakodesh v'meisu. Rashi explains the balas hakodesh dahainu l'soich hanartik shelo. They're not allowed to see it when it is being swallowed in its cover. In other words, these things that are covered, as the Torah teaches us in the earlier psukim, that they're covering the Mizbeach and the Klei Sharis and the Aron, the Menorah, Shulchan. So they're not allowed to see when these things are being covered. As they're being covered, they're not allowed to see it. That's the way Rashi learns. So we have to understand, why does it say a lashon of balas hakodesh, swallowing up the holy, when the nidon is the covering? Until now, the pasuk was called it covering. The pasuk called it covering. And now suddenly we're calling it balas, swallowing. So it would appear that the chiddush is that the gather of the kisui is not a maisa kisui ba'alma. Rather, it's a havla, it's a swallowing up, and it's an action on the kodesh itself. Sha'ideze yecholim b'nei kahas, Because of this, the B'nai Kehas can now carry it. Because it's covered, they have the right to carry it. And because of this, it says a lashon of bliya, which is a lashon helem. It's being hidden, swallowed up, it's being hidden. Kevan shekigeder peruk ha-mishkan have, u'meshach shayach le'etzem ha-masa. So this is part of the dismantling of the Mishkan, and part of the very masa, part of the journey. In the Sifri Zuta, it says, Naso Zayin Aleph, so to him, Bemid Barabba, Parashit, Parashit, Bezos, Tezvah, HaMikdash Niskadish Ba'amida, Be'peruk, U'Beshemen HaMishcha, Be'peruk Minayin, Shinemar, V'layavol, Eros, Kabbalah, Sakoydesh, So Lahedya. That it says, Kabbalah, Sakoydesh, is a Maise Peruk. That's part and parcel of the dismantling, which is part and parcel of the journey. So the fact that the dismantling of the Mishkan is part of the journey, that's Pashut. But you see here that even the covering of the Kelim, that's also part of the journey. And that's what it says over here. B'peruk minayin, right? The Mikdash was miskadesh ba'mida, and b'peruk, it was sanctified also when it was dismantled. And where do, what is it? What is the, what is this? What is called dismantling? V'lo yavo l'ros kevalas hakodesh. The covering up is called dismantling. So kevalas hakodesh is a ma'isa peruk, which means that it's part of the masa, that it's part of the journey. So they're doing something. It's a havlah v'ashvui b'kodesh atzma. So they're doing something to the kodesh, to make the kodesh carryable. That's part of their journey, is to cover it up. And that's the tzad of the chakir we said before. V'adim b'kisui akelim u'gam ken b'geder siluk shel akelim v'horada b'midu mesiyamis mikdushasam, because only when they're mechuse can b'nei kahas carry it, and otherwise they're going to die. And through the kisui, it's not the same kodesh that was before. It says v'la'igros hakodesh v'mesu, when it's covered, then they can now carry it. So it has a geder of peruk v'tchilas masa. This is the beginning of the journey, just like the peruk is the beginning of the journey. So too, the covering up is the beginning of the journey. So it has to be hidden, it has to be swallowed up, so to speak, in order to travel. So it's considered part of the traveling process, just like the dismantling is part of the traveling process. That as they travel, they dismantle and travel. So that's part of the traveling process. So to the covering up of the kelim is also part of the traveling process. And that would seem to be pshat in the pasuk and pasuk tetzvav, v'kila aron ubanav, l'chatzis is ha-kodesh, l'tzkol ha-kei ha-kodesh, b'nesu ha-machin, v'echwein yavo b'nei kahas l'aseis, that Aaron and his sons finished covering up the holy and all the holy vessels when the camp traveled. And then B'nai Kahas is going to come to carry it. So l'chor, we have to understand, what does it mean B'nesoah HaMachaneh? It already says in Pasuk Hei, Ubar HaNovanah B'nesoah HaMachaneh, Ridu as Parochas HaMasach V'kisu Ba'as Aaron HaKodesh. So it already says that the whole Inyan was Klapei B'nesoah HaMachaneh. So why does it repeat it over here? V'kila etc. ben soha machane. So based on what we said, it's very good. That the pasuk is telling us, shelechasli says hakodesh, that's called klei hakodesh, begeder ben esoya hamachane, that to cover up the holy and the klei hakodesh, the aron and the shulchan and the mizbechos. So that's begeder ben esoya hamachane. So the very covering up is part and parcel of the traveling. That's why it says, that's part of the traveling. That when they cover it up, that's part of the traveling process. And because of that, and then B'nai Kas is going to come and carry it, and they're not going to touch the Kodesh and die. Because otherwise, what's the difference between Nagia before the Kisui and Nagia after the Kisui? So therefore it says the Kisui is a Maisa b'nesoa hamachne. It's part of the traveling process. Like we said, it's a Bliya. What's the Bliya? The Bliya is that it's being lowered in its Kedusha. That's it's being hidden. It's an Ashvuye, it's a Maisa in these Kalim. It's not merely covering up, it's being swallowed up. It's being Helem, it's being hidden up, it's being, the Kedusha is being lowered. And only because the Kedusha is lowered can they now carry it. And the Kedusha is lowered because now they're traveling. So it doesn't have the same Kedusha. This is part of the traveling process. As they travel, it doesn't have the same Kedusha as when it's standing. So we see that this is part of the traveling process. And that's why it's emphasized as b'nesoa hamachne, that it's covered up in b'nesoa hamachne when they're traveling. Because it's not just a precursor to the carrying of the Levim, but to of Kahas, but rather it's part of the Perek HaMishkan, part of the traveling process, and this is when the Kedusha is lowered, and therefore they're allowed to carry it, and that's where it's a Mutar B'Negiah. Now they can carry it with the cover, but beforehand it still had its Kedusha, V'lo Yigo La Kodesh Metu Kodem HaKisui, and then they're going to die. So again, this proves our Chakira. So, Achshav, אפשר להתקדם, לומר כך, שכיוון שהכיסוי מכלל המסה הוא, אם נעשה הדבר על ידי הכהנים בארון וכדומה, בעל כורחנו נאמר בזה, שגם הכהנים בכלל מסע, וממילא מסע הארון הוא. שהרי כנ"ל עושים הם במסע הארון בכיסוי דידי, so what does it appear that since the כיסוי is included in the traveling, if it was done through the Kohanim and the Aron and the other Kalim, so what was being taught, what we're being taught over here is that even the Kohanim are included in the traveling. Don't think the Kohanim are not part of the traveling process. They are. As Osim hem b'masa ha'aron v'kisui didei, they're covering it up. They're covering up the Aron. V'adin sherak b'nei kahat yashna b'masa, the din that only b'nei kahas are included in the masa. Eino she'ein zo avodat kohanim el avodat din. It's not pshat that it's not avodas kohanim, it's only avodas halavim. But rather, Elohu kechaluka shel mishorer sheshi'er, shehu adin kan chilka Torah b'masa, uv'masa shechelik ze yadei akonim chelik ze yadei b'gnei kahat. So this is like the chaluka that we have between a mishorer, a singer, a Levi who sings, and a Levi who is a doorkeeper, gatekeeper. So here also the Torah is mechalik. Part of the traveling, part of the carrying, part of the journey is through the Kohanim, and part through the B'nai Kahas. The Kohanim are doing the covering part of the journey, and the B'nai Kahas are doing the carrying part of the journey. But mitzad atzmo din masa aron mishutafu le Kohanim u'B'nai Kahas. But mitzad atzmo, it's common to them, they're both doing it. B'midbarah b'parshei oschess, there's an arichus, how B'nai Levi were mis'ale more than the other Shvatim, and B'nai Kahas are mis'ale more than other B'nai Levi. Because the nisiyas ha'aron, because the carrying of the Aron is not just about the Levim, it's about the Kohanim and the B'nai Kahas specifically. So therefore, B'nai Kahas were Mis'ale from the other Levim, because they are Meshutif in the Avod of the Kahuna. And therefore, they were elevated above the other B'nai Levi, just like the Kohanim were elevated above the other B'nai Levi. So there's a special status of B'nai Kahas that they're doing a common Avodah with the Kohanim in carrying these clay kodesh. And it would appear that this is Mefurish in the Ksuvim. That's what we have in Parashas Vayelech, Devarim 31:9, by Vichtev Moshe Zatar Azaz Vietna Lekohanim Bnei Levi, Hanoisim Isarim Bris Hashem, Beskol Ziknei Yisrael. So the Nesino was to the Kohanim. Moshe wrote this Torah and he gives it to the Kohanim, the sons of Levi who carry the Aron Bris Hashem, Who's carrying the Aron B'ris Hashem? The Kohanim B'nai Levi. Ayim B'zeh B'sugi B'gittin and Tesla M'beis, the Ramban, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Ibn Ezra, the Sforn over there. What do the Kohanim have to do to the Nesias Aron? It's B'nai Kas also. Why does it say a Kohanim B'nai Levi? It's about the Kohanim, not about B'nai Levi. We also have to understand what it says, Perek Lamed Aleph. Sukkim Chafei Chavova, Itzav Moshe's Halavim, Mose Aron B'ris Hashem, Lekoch HaSefer HaTorah Zeh, V'samta Moshe Mitzad Aron B'ris Hashem. As Sham Gamkein, a Kavanah, Lekohanim, like the Ramban writes. And it says, Lekoch V'samta, El Halavim, Nosei Aron B'ris Hashem. And it's talking about the Kohanim, like the Ramban there says. And it's also Mukhruch that he tells them to put it in the Aron. In Bifnim, El Bitsido, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara about that. So, how are the Levim supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So it must be talking about the Kohanim. So how are they called Nosei Aron B'ris Hashem? So Mizem Forah Shebe'etzem Inyan Din Mas Aron Ugam B'Kohanim. So all these psukim can talk about them being the Kohanim, being Nosei Aron B'ris Hashem, because they are part of the carriers. The Levi Kohanim are also the carriers. It's Meshutif with B'nei Kos HaLevim. So it's not because of their kahuna, but a machmat ma'ala b'leviyah mishutefet l'kohanim. Shigam heim b'nei kahas heim imshar b'nei kahas. Mishum hachi tali l'akwa b'leviyim. Right, the kohanim. Amram was the son of Kahas, who was the son of Levi. So, the male of the Kohanim are also Kahas. So it's not because of their kahuna, but rather it's because here they're meshutif with the other B'nai Kahas. And the Malbim writes, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, that the Kohanim didn't carry the Aron. And they're called the Nosei Aron because they were Mechase the Aron. Ayin Shem B'Malam Etzlehevji, like we said. In other words, since the Kohanim are the Nosei HaAron, since they're Mechase HaAron, they're covering the Aron, that's part and parcel of Nesias HaAron, and that's their Avodah Meshutefes with the other B'nai Kehas. ועכשיו מובנים מה שכתב רש"י בפרשת עקב בפרק י' פסוק ח' ואיסי הבדיל השם משבל הלוי לוסס איס אורן בריס השם לעמוד לפני השם לשרסוי ולברך בשמוי עד היום הזה. And at that time Hashem separated Shevet Levi to carry Aron Bris Hashem, to stand before Hashem and to serve him, to bless in his name until this very day. So it says Losses is Aron Bris Hashem. Who is that talking about? That's talking about the Levim. Hibdil Shevet Levi, they're carrying their Brit Hashem. And who does it mean Lamud Hashem Hashem Lashar? So it's the Kohanim. They do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mashmos, the simple meaning of the pasuk, is that it's all going on the Kohanim. Because it says Lashar Isu Levarich Bishmoy. And that it says Lasis Isar and Brit Hashem, we have Lahedge and Parashas Vayelech that the Kohanim are called Nosei Aron B'ris Hashem. We had before. So who says that here we're talking about the Levim? Rashi says the Lasis Aron B'ris Hashem is talking about the Levim, and Pashas is talking about the Kohanim. Like we have earlier that the Kohanim are called the Nosei Aron B'ris Hashem. We have for the rest of the Pasuk, the Sharos Levarach Shmo is talking about the Kohanim. So Lasis Aron B'ris Hashem is probably also talking about the Kohanim. So in the Chedushim of the Brit Skorov, in his Mechtavim B'Sofo, he's Mefarish B'Das HaRamam, that this pasuk is talking about the Kohanim. And that's Pashtus HaPasuk. And he doesn't comment from the from Vayelech that it's Mefurish, that the Kohanim are called those who are carrying Aron B'ris Hashem. And we have Akasha and Rashi. Why did Rashi say Lasa Aron B'ris Hashem is talking about the Levim? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Shehein Omnam, Dikidemayri al Inyan Mesuyim, Shenamar Shial Nosei Aron, Ishlomar Kavana Lekohanim, Shigam Hem Bechlal Nosei Aron Hem. אבל כדמייר יקרא על הבדלה משאר השבטים, אם הכווני רק לכהנים, הרי דין נשיאת הארון דידהו, אינה מחמת הבדלת הכהונה. שרי בני כעס לא עובדו לכהונה, ומקום גרשנו בכלל נשיא הסארון. ובעל כורחנו הכוונה להבדלה מיוחדת בבני לוי לעניין נשיא הסארון. והבדל הזו הרי שייך לא רק בכהנים, אלא גם בבני לוי. שרי בני לוי, שאינם כהנים, גם הם בכלל הבדל הזו. ומשום הכי בעל כורח פירש רשי הכוונה לווים, שהיה בהבדלה זו בעל כורחו גם לווים הופתלו בה. In other words, that when we're talking about a specific inyan, that they're the nosei aron, so it could be they're talking about the kohanim. When we mention the nosei aron, we could be talking about the kohanim, because they're also included in the nosei aron. But when the pasuk is talking about being separated from the other shevatim, which is what this pasuk says, if it's talking only about the kohanim, the din nesius ha'aron is not because they were separate, because they were separated as kohanim, because b'nei kohas weren't separated as kohanim, they're also included in nesius ha'aron. So here it says because they were separated. So what is the separation over here? The separation of b'nei Levi linyan nesius ha'aron. And when this separation is not only relating to the kohanim, but also to the b'nei Levi, to the b'nei kohas. So since this pasuk says that Hashem was mavdil shevet Levi, He separated them. So when it says l'aseis ha'aron b'ris Hashem, it's going to be talking about the Levim. And l'amud l'shaos l'avarech b'shmo is talking about the kohanim. But it's not only talking about the kohanim, because the separation l'aseis ha'aron b'ris Hashem isn't mitzad that they're kohanim, because the B'nai Kas were also separated. So therefore, Rashi explained that the Lasseis is talking about the Levim, the B'nai Kahas, that they were separated, Lasseis, Sar, and Bris Hashem, and then Lashar, Salavarech, Shema, the Kohanim were separated, Lashar, Salavarech, Bishma. But you can't say that it's talking about, the whole Pasuk is talking about Kohanim, because they weren't separated, Lasseis, Sar, and Bris Hashem, the Kohanim, because the B'nai Levi, the B'nai Kas were also doing that. Therefore, it must be it's talking about the Levim, and the rest of the pasuk is talking about the Kohanim. Specifically, whereas this pasuk is talking about the Levim, which would include all B'nai Levi, not only the Kohanim, but the B'nai Kohas as well. They were all separated, Lassis Aaron Bris Hashem. And then Lashar Salavarch Bishmo is talking specifically about the Kohanim. But again, since there's an end of separating, you can't say it's talking only about the Kohanim, because the Kohanim weren't alone in being separated to carry the Aaron Bris Hashem, that we can make it elsewhere as well. So therefore Rashi explains that Lassis Aaron Bris Hashem is referring to Levim in general, meaning those who are carrying Aaron Bris Hashem, the Kohanim and the Levim, and then Vayter, when it takes about the Lamud Lashem, Lefnei Hashem, Lashar, so it's talking about specifically the Kohanim. So obviously we're just a b'chatzia derech, Rabbi Yisrael. We still have a sach v'suredin. So please stay tuned, and Amir Tashem, we will see continuing neflos. Okay, so please stay tuned. V'hadvarim be'ezrat Hashem ya'iru b'or yikarot. Toda rabba she'ezantem, u'be'ezrat Hashem b'pam haba namshich b'li neder. Toda rabba. Shalom, shalom.